Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. We're back and better than ever, ready for another amazing year. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate your comments, your feedback, and just playing full out, man. Are you, though? Are you playing full out? I guess that is the topic of today's Every Day Saturday podcast, hosted by yours truly, Sam Crowley, speaker, trainer, entrepreneur, thought leader, and Dunkin' Donuts aficionado of the pumpkin swirl with three cream. Now, listen, here's the deal, man. Confidence. Can we talk a little bit about confidence? I had my buddy Ken Dubner on a couple weeks ago, hypnotist and mind strategist and confidence coach. You can listen to that podcast from a couple weeks ago. He dove deep into the, you know, the scientific thing about confidence. I just want to talk from kind of a layman's term. How the hell are you ever going to get confidence if you don't do anything? I mean, that would be my response to somebody like, Sam, I don't have the confidence. Well, when was the last time you tried something for the first time? When was the last time you tried something for the first time? Or maybe it's been so long, you need to dust off the old confidence gene and get your ass in the game. I don't get that part of it. I get why people are afraid to pull the trigger. I get why they're afraid to throw their, you know, I don't know how many cliches I can use, their hat into the ring and all that good stuff. But whatever it is that you want to do, you're never going to be able to do it if you don't at least just jump in. Just jump in 100%. I mean, whether it's writing a book, whether it's becoming a speaker, building an online presence, a membership site, coaching people, whatever that is, hell, if it's opening up a paint store, a restaurant, a coffee shop, whatever it is, you don't even need to know. Like, we're talking about going from where? Where do I always start? Point A. What's point A? I'm right here. I've got no experience. I've got zero confidence, and I got zero clues. Like, if there were any clues out there, I don't have any of them, all right? So if that's the case, how do you get a clue? How would you get a clue? Like, if you knew where all the clues were and you didn't have any, what would you do? Be like, I got to go get, what, a million? Nah, let me just go get one. I'm going to go pick one clue out there. You ever play the game Clue? You know, Colonel Mustard in the living room with a lead pipe? You ever? Oh, one of my favorite games of all time. What did you do to get a clue? You ask questions, right? Hey, was it Professor Plum in the conservatory with a candlestick? No. Okay. Well, if you already asked a couple other questions prior to that, Clue's a big game process of elimination. All right. You keep asking enough questions, eventually you're going to narrow it down to where the crime was committed, who did it, what room were they in, and what was the weapon. That's it. And if you're playing this game of entrepreneurship, life, relationship, health, whatever it is, start asking some questions. But don't just ask dumb questions like most people do. What do you want to do in 2018? I want to make $1 million. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, how about I want to begin and I want to launch myself into a life of freedom where I don't wake up stressed out. I don't worry about money. I don't freak out about what other people say, think about me. I'm not really worried anymore about being judged. How about just starting with that, okay? So here would be my question. I would say, what step can I take today towards that lifestyle I want? Now, I want to, let's say this is Sam Crowley 2005, okay? I want to become a professional speaker. I have zero experience. Nobody knows me. Google my name, and the only thing you'll see are obituaries from people from 200 years ago that share my name. And yeah, I pretty much suck at what I do. So what would I do? Well, I would start looking at other – I Googled. This is what I did in the corner office on the corner of 6th and Plum, 3rd and Plum, rather, in Cincinnati, Ohio, overlooking the Ohio River one day, lost in just a bunch of – I was just sad. I was just sad. I was really pissed off. I was sad that my life had come to this. I was 37 years old, and I was making 110 grand plus salary or bonuses and stock options and health and all that. I don't even a company car. I don't know what it all came to, but it didn't matter. I didn't even care what my you could have paid me 100 grand a month, but I had to sell my soul to you. That was the deal. It came at a price. All those big salaries and those CEOs, every C-level executive you see, it all comes at a price. They're unhappily married, or they're fat, or they're out of shape. They just don't have any great relationships. And they'll lie, and they'll tell you that's not the case. Look, if they were truthful, they would tell you that's absolutely the case. They sold their soul for that C-level title. And that's what I did. I'll be the first one to tell you back then I sold my soul. I hated it. I used to go to lunch with guys, and we'd talk about the same stupid stories and all the just crap and politics in the office and all. And every time I'd go back, I would tell them, I go, guys, there's got to be more. And like, oh, geez, will you go? I go, no, really, there's got to be more to life. They're like, oh, here we go. And they used to crack on me like I was always miserable. And I had no problem telling them, guys, there's got to be more to life. This is it. You're telling me this is it. And I'd be in the back seat of a friggin' Chevy Impala, whatever the company car was. It'd be a couple guys up front, me and another buddy in the back, and we'd be coming back from lunch. And I'd say every day I'd look out the window like a fish in a fishbowl. We were driving down the river road there in Cincinnati. I'd be looking out the window saying, guys, there's got to be more to life. There just has to be more. This cannot be it. We go to work. We go to lunch. We go back to work. Fat, carb coma, lethargic, no energy. We go home. We give our wives and our kids no energy. This is the way I would talk. I was like, I want to be a speaker. I'm like, okay, well, go speak, man. I'm like, you know what? I think I will. And that was kind of where it started. And so I think of people, I didn't have any confidence in that. I mean, and here's the real kick to the groin that happened after I left my job. I went bankrupt, man. And so not only did I not have any confidence, imagine trying something and losing everything, being laughed at, and then having to go back to a job. You talk about no confidence, but at that point, I almost felt bulletproof. The craziest damn thing. Like after losing everything, I felt like I couldn't do anything wrong. I don't even know how does that make sense? I mean, I feel like I had a lobotomy and somebody just took my brain out, because that doesn't even make any sense whatsoever that you could feel bulletproof. Like, I could conquer the world after losing everything. But you know what I felt? I felt like there's no place to go now but up. I mean, I'm at the bottom. I can't go lower. I've got great health. I mean, as good a health I could have had. I didn't even have the workout ethic I have now. You know, I wasn't even going to the gym. Gym, get out of here. I'd run a little bit, you know. I'd go jogging. I wouldn't do my grizzly 20-second wind sprints like I was being chased by a grizzly bear. Nah, man, I wasn't even in half the shape I'm in now. And, God, I wish I had the knowledge then that I got now. That's why I do this podcast. So maybe if you're in that situation, maybe you're not broke. Maybe you got a lot of money and you're just sitting around staring out the window like I was, saying there's gotta be more to life, man. Well, get your ass going. Get going. When you hit stop on this podcast, don't do it too early because we're not done with the show quite yet. But when you hit stop on this thing, do one thing today. Do one thing as soon as you're done listening to the show. Do one thing that's congruent with how you're feeling right now. If you're feeling fat, put on your sneaker. I don't give a crap. Don't stretch and do the old, oh, yeah, I got to take it away. No. Just get your ass going out the door and go run. Just start running. I mean, Forrest Gump style. Just start running. Don't worry about, I don't even care if you got a pair of Chuck Taylor high tops on. Just start running. If your goal is to launch something online, go find a domain name, man. Just go buy something that's congruent with how you're feeling right now. All right? Or go post on Facebook, not about politics, not about your relatives or sports or anything like that. Post about what you're feeling right now, and you watch, man. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. People will see that post. It just happens. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's algorithms, maybe, God, probably, okay? bringing people into your life that need to see that post. And they're going to respond. And even if they don't respond, what you're doing out there, you're planting seeds. You're just planting seeds for this big thing that you're going to do, whatever that is. Nobody knows but you what this thing is that's been just germinating inside of you, waiting to come out, man. It's a monster in there waiting to come out and just add so much value. But you're sitting around where I don't really know. Everything is figure outable. And you're never going to get confidence if you don't start. You got to get this thing going. And I'm telling you, when I got back from lunch, I just went to way too many rubber chicken lunches with the guys, had way too many ice cream desserts, had to adjust the belt loop out one too many times before I finally said, I'm done, man. I don't give a crap anymore. I'm just going for it. And I thought to myself, see, everybody I work with was just paranoid, paralyzed by fear. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything. Well, I did lose everything, and I'm here to tell you it wasn't fun. Did I want to go through it at the time? No. Did I need to go through it? Yes. Would I have this podcast if I didn't go through it? No. So understand that it ain't about you, all right? It's about all the value you're going to bring once you get that thing out and get going and gain momentum. That's what's going to give you the confidence. Not sitting around worrying, that's the opposite of confidence. You know what I mean? It's like sitting around thinking, nothing. Just get going. And look, if you never made a dime doing this thing, you're going to make way more of a difference doing. Here's the funny thing. Here's the thing that people just, if I could just like grab you by the lapels right now and shake you and say, listen to me, forget the money. Forget the short-term gain on this thing. Understand the long-term person that you become along the way as a result of just going forward. Forget them. Every coaching client I bring on, I tell them, look, you understand you may never make a dime doing what we're going to do, right? What you want to do right now. But the person you become along the way and the brand you're going to build long-term, it's funny. You'll give your boss 40 years, but you won't give yourself 4 years. To build this thing out. Everything's got to happen yesterday. That's not the mindset of a successful entrepreneur. I'm sorry. And all those ads you see about making money in 90 days is utter crap. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. Okay? Get going. Just move a little bit. Move a little bit. I'm not telling you to go run a marathon. Go run around the block. And metaphorically, that might mean go put a post online about what's going on in your mind right now and what you're really passionate about. And you watch about how other people will start taking notice. But you need to do it consistently. It's not, oh, I did a post. Take it down now. No. Do it every day. Do it twice a day. If you wanted to get in great shape, would you work out once a week or every day? Of course. If you wanted to get your brand rocking and rolling and get that message out there, hell, you can keep your day job. Don't quit your job to do this right now, but would you do it every day or would you do it once a week if you wanted to build that brand? You would do it every day. What are you hurting? You're not hurting. You're actually helping yourself. And here's the best part. You're helping so many other people along the way, man. That's the message for today. So get on after it. I hope you enjoyed the two podcasts yesterday, by the way. And if you'd like to work with moi, the one and only Sam Crowley, founder of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, to build your brand online, I'd love to work with you, man. Just go to everydaysaturday.com, click on the coaching tab, hit apply now, and there's like 5 questions. I just need you to answer real quick, and we'll set up a power call, a free 30-minute power call for you to get your brand, your thing, this whatever you want to call it, off the ground. You want to do it? Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it?
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.